Holy smokes, Lori. What an incredible display of volleyball today. What can you say about this reverse sweep? I mean, you guys are down 22-13 in set three. It's almost over, but you guys never quit.
No, you know, and that's one thing that we've been known for all year long. We have just some insane resiliency, man. We have some grit, you know, and I guess we kind of lulled them asleep a little bit, and then we started fighting and crawling and getting after it. And they just never say die. Like, and that's truly what you do, because this is a game of volleyball. It's all about that momentum, all right? And then once we got it, that reverse sweep, oh, wow, that was fun. And we knew it was going to be, like, super competitive. Like, I mean, if you looked at us on paper, we had the exact same number of kills, the exact same hitting efficiency. Like, everything was similar, and we just needed to play with a little bit more grit and a little bit more heart.
Have you ever been a part of such a crazy match like that? You're down 2-0, coming back to win 3-2. You ever been part of something like that?
Nope, never have.
I don't really know
if I've been in a reverse sweep. I truly can't remember. I've been on the wrong side of the reverse sweep, but I don't think I've ever been in that favor. I never at stake. You know, I mean, like, pretty much, I'm sure that Beckham was thinking, let's put that nail in that coffin, and we were just crawling and digging our way out of it.
What seemed to give you guys the most trouble in those first couple sets, and even in that first part of that third set when you were getting down big?
Serve receive. Yeah, we were passing, horrible. I'll be straight up honest. Like, and we weren't getting them out of system at all. They were passing nails. And then just kind of the switch, we just passed a little bit better, and then we got them out of system a little bit more, and got them super flustered, and that's what the difference was.
Any words of advice that you're able to share with your team when you're down such a huge deficit, you know, with your backs against the wall, that maybe you feel like maybe ignited them, gave them a little bit of spark or anything like that?
You know, actually, I think they did it on their own. Like, we just told them that everything that they needed to do was in their power, within their control the controllables, and then they went out there and did exactly that.
How would you describe those last couple sets, you know, especially in set five, going back and forth, but you guys were able to pull away there late?
Yeah, that was crazy. We just needed to make a few more plays in them. I mean, that's what it boiled down to, make a few more plays. You know, when we did get a little bit of a stretch of a spread there, that 14-11, you know, then we tipped a little too much. We can't do that. We got to bring the hammer. I'm like, you play to win, baby, and you got to swing hard. And, man, talk about Jenna. Man, she was on fire, and she just brought the heat, you know. And our defense was pursuing the ball, and I was just super proud of our setters for delivering it, you know. And Ryan, she made some adjustments, and she did a good job, you know. And then Trinity, man, she had a huge kill in that hard hit zone one. That was really fun too. Like, I'm just super proud of all of them, you know. And then what we did too, like, we had to make a change with a couple personnel, and that's hard. And I thought they really responded, and I thought the girls that got out, they did a great job of supporting their team as well.
So an entire team effort today. No one individual
Yes,
you want to
absolutely.
Root out, right?
most definitely, yeah.
So when it comes to moving on to tomorrow night, you face number 1 and 2A Denver, you know, reigning state champs and stuff like that. What do you got to do better tomorrow as opposed to how things went here today?
We need to still improve our passing. Like, Denver's a really good serving team. They're going to get us out of system a lot, and we need to make sure that we're putting up very hittable balls. We need to cover our hitters because they can block. They can really block. But we need to also maybe look for some little toolage, go high hands, outside, attack the seam when we can.
Does a match like today, I mean, does that give this team, you think, more of a sense of belief that they can compete against a team of Denver's caliber?
Absolutely. I mean, shoot, like, the sky's the limit for this team. That's an incredible comeback. And then just to do reverse the sweep on top of it is, yes, this team can do a lot of great things.
Any final thoughts you'd like to share here today?
Just, you know, like, I'm just so happy with how the team performed. It was like a complete team effort. You know, and my assistant, man, she brought in some great communication and just really executed really well and just worked with the team well. And we have belief. It's great because we have belief in them and they have belief in us. I mean, and there was one point in time where I just, like, let them go and let them just do their thing. And there's even one time where I was like, Charlie, I was like, tell her, I go, swing line. And then she, like, hit the hard cross. I go, wait not to listen to your coach, kid. Good job. So I feel like we also had a lot of fun, too. You know, when you have fun, you choose joy, usually the outcome is good.
All right, well, congrats on the awesome win, and go get them tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.